Luca Schemenauer walks toward a raspberry field on his farm near Bangor. It's here that, late last summer, he found a few of the vinegar flies fruit farmers have come to dread.
Raspberries don't all ripen at the same time. It ripens over a period of time. So I thought maybe we could get some kind of, you know, we machined off everything that was already soft, cleaned it up, tried to put some organic sprays on it, thought we could bring it back.
It didn't work. In 10 days, the flies turned the fruit on 15,000 plants to mush, leaving no raspberries for Schemenauer's fruit stand, the farmer's market, or the you-pickers who visit the farm.
You don't make any money when you have 2.5 acres go on the ground.
Spotted Wing Drosophila, or SWD for short, has been in the U.S. about 6 years. They've been in Michigan since September 2010. A quirk of adaptation means that, unlike native flies, they pose a major threat to the fruit harvest. Native flies have to wait for fruit to soften to lay their eggs. But spotted wing females cut into fruit like blueberries and strawberries just as they ripen.
This is the environmental chamber we have them in.
At the Michigan State University Extension's fruit lab in Fenville, Rufus Isaacs opens the door to what looks like a fridge. Inside are racks of vials.
So these are different collections from different farms, and each vial has the flies, and then they lay eggs into the diet.
Diet is the fly food at the bottom of each tube. Isaacs and his colleagues at MSU are at the forefront of the state's efforts to beat back SWD. Farmers send them samples of flies from around the region. They study the flies' vulnerabilities, then report back to growers. That includes tracking the effectiveness of anti-spotted wing pesticides. Isaac says so far the lab hasn't seen SWD become resistant to those chemicals.
But we want to be able to monitor this over time in the coming years as this pest develops further in Michigan to see whether the pesticides are still working, and if they are, we need to know that, and if some of them are starting to lose their activity, we need to know that too.
They've been exploring physical methods as well. Isaac says it might be possible to protect some plants with very fine mesh.
That doesn't work on the huge commercial scale, but it might be something that could work for a small farm or a backyard gardener.
And in some cases, just changing habits might be enough to keep the damage down. Isaac says it helps to harvest fruit as soon as it ripens so flies don't have a chance to move in. And
anything you can do to chill the fruit as well, that will stop the insect from developing any further. So if you pick and put it straight in the fridge, that can help.
He says in the long term, native species might develop a taste for SWD and help keep their numbers down, such as a type of wasp already known to prey on native vinegar flies.
Even though the fly is inside a fruit, they can still get to them, and they lay their eggs inside them, and then they actually eat them from the inside, just like in the Alien movie.
But so far, the wasps haven't shown an interest in SWD. Isaac says despite this winter's extreme cold, the flies will almost certainly be back. How quickly they can build up their numbers depends on the temperature.
The warmer the season we have, the more generations they're able to fit in. And they, in our summertime temperatures, they can develop through a generation in a week or two.
Back at the farm, Schemenauer says he's not taking any chances with the raspberries this year.
We're making the patches smaller. We're doing perimeter sprays. The biggest thing I'm doing is we're planting a lot of new plants in another location and smaller quantities, so it's more controllable, where the you-pickers have a better chance of cleaning up that patch every day. If not, we're going to have people hired to go right behind them and make sure it stays clean to keep the insect out of there.
He's also going to plant varieties that come up earlier. That's because the invasive flies tend to make the strongest showing late in the growing season. Schemenauer's main crop, blueberries, survived last year because it came out ahead of the flies. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.